Welcome to My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work. Kathy Elster and Katherine Crowley. They are committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Katherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Katherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today we're going to talk about a skill that all managers need to develop, but few managers feel really comfortable doing it, and that's delegating. We'll start with a question from a manager who wants to be promoted, but knows that it won't happen until they learn to delegate more and better. We'll discuss why delegating is so important and what you can do to get better at it.
This is a critical aspect of career growth. And if you can't delegate, then you can't be freed up to do the more strategic work of managing. I hope more people will send questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
So here's the question we're answering. I currently manage a digital marketing department, and I've been told that to be promoted, I need to get better at delegating. I'm always afraid to delegate because my staff do not know as much as I do about digital marketing, and it takes a lot of time to train them to do things properly. I often end up taking projects back and doing them myself. How do I learn how to let go and delegate? So, I mean, this is a question we answer probably in our sleep. Like, you know, we answer this so much, but, you have to, it's all about control, you know?
Yes.
Like, why won't you let people try? Like, you know, the thing about delegating is we hear this from all employees. They want to grow. And if you don't delegate, you hold them back from growing.
Right.
So it's important that you say to somebody, look, this is going to be the first time doing it. So, you know, you don't have to be perfect. I will check your work, but this is a good opportunity for you to grow and see what they do. And then you have to give them more opportunities because people get better.
Yeah.
So I have more questions for you, you know, the person who wrote this. Like, what are you afraid of? You know, what are you afraid of letting go? And, you know, the training, yeah, that is a problem. You do have to train people. But then once they're trained, you don't have to train them anymore. So to get over that hump, and yes, they leave. I know that. And you may have to go back and train again. But you develop a training program that maybe teaches without you. You've got to get smart at that. So this is a part of the workplace that won't go away.
Yeah. And I think that there are two things going on here too. There's the psychological part, which is that you may be afraid to let go because they won't do it as well as you would, or you may fear that they'll do it better than you will. And then you won't be as necessary, right?
Which is not true.
Which is not never true. But the bigger thing I think that is true is that your staff will resent you if you don't delegate, or they'll get so used to not doing their jobs that when you finally want them to perform, they won't do it for you.
Yeah, they're just going to be, you know, fat and lazy. They just are not growing their job. And if you have, you know, a staff that is lazy, it's probably because you set it up that way.
Yeah.
Like you weren't giving them the work. You know, and also it's okay for people to make a mistake. You know, like maybe the ultimate product that gets delivered to a client, let's say, or gets delivered, you know, to somebody in a high up position, that may have to be gone over and you may have to, you know, check somebody's work. But it's okay if they make a mistake. That's how people learn and they grow. Nobody's born perfect.
Right.
And you weren't either. So, you know, my question is, what is it you're trying to control? I have a couple of questions. What do you fear about letting go? And are you afraid that people will become smarter than you? Because that would be a big reason. They'll know more than you for you to not want to grow people.
Yeah.
And the truth is, you know, if they don't learn from you, they're just going to leave and go somewhere else and learn from someone else. I mean, people usually want to grow and they want to do better. So wouldn't it be great if you were the one who gave them that opportunity? They would be beholden to you for the rest of their lives. I mean, who doesn't love a good manager? Everyone goes back and stays in touch with their good managers.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the bad ones they don't stay in touch with.
You know, so the thing I
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. But the thing I was going to say, Kathy, that I think is interesting is that delegation is not a one-time deal.
Yeah.
Right. And I think what very often happens, just as this person is describing, is you give someone something to do. Let's say it's a presentation or a document or even an email to craft. They give you their version. And then you say, oh, God, you know, I don't have the time to teach them how to do this right. And so then you finish the project, whatever it
right.
is. Right. And so the delegating part, the muscle that I think is important is once you get back that copy or that PowerPoint or that presentation or that whatever, and it isn't to your standards, is that you have to give it back to the staff member and describe right. what it is you're looking for. Right?
Yeah, you may have to go back a couple of times, but you have to be willing to go through that, not out of anger, but yeah. out of support.
Right.
Like, you really good job here, but please fix this. That's yes. how people learn.
Yes.
And if somebody is not that good, well, they shouldn't be in your department. You know, you want to have good workers, and good workers want to be challenged.
Yeah.
So I think it's important that you ask yourself these questions. You know, what am I afraid of? Am I afraid of people getting too good? Am I afraid of, I don't like training? Because you can always send them for training courses, or maybe your company will, you know, have someone who can do the training. You know, what is it that's holding you back? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I repeatedly run into clients that have this as a problem. And then a year later, they go, how could that have been a problem? You know,
right.
And usually it is control. It's letting go of something that, you know, you can do it right, but you don't know if someone else can. And that's not, honestly, it's just not legitimate.
Well, also, it's going to hold you back, and it's going to hold your staff back. And I think that what's interesting, if you think about being a manager or being a leader, is the really good ones are able to empower others. And that mm-hmm. takes some time, that takes investment, that takes living with the discomfort of they're not doing it right yet, but I want them to be able to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I, you know, this is something I encourage everyone who knows they have to get better at delegating to work on it. There's lots of books. I can't think of anything offhand, but I think, you know, and look, not everybody is an angel to delegate to. There's all kinds of headaches, but you have to get good at this. And if somebody cannot do the work, then they got to be removed or given a mm-hmm. different position. Mm-hmm. But this is something that has to be worked on. It doesn't come naturally to most people. Most people are not delegators.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not comfortable to boss people around and tell them what to do and keep handing work out. But if you get good at it, which a lot of people are, it will really pay off.
Yeah.
You know, where you want to ultimately get to is a bigger, even more advanced delegating, which would be strategic thinking.
Right.
Really only look at the big picture. But remember that you can't look at the big picture if you're doing all the work.
And if you're doing everyone else's job.
You're doing all the work, right. So that's going to limit your growth.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a real growth. I mean, this is a thing that I think creates real growing pains, Kathy.
Yes,
and I will say there are also some people who I know may be very talented. Like I know of an editor, a New York Times editor, who ultimately decided he did not want to manage. He'd rather be writing and be a journalist. And you may come to that decision as well. If you don't really,
I have met those people too. Right. And they find jobs where they don't have to delegate. Yeah.
Right.
There are careers like that.
Yeah.
So that's another decision, right? Can you not do this?
Right.
But I'll tell you, if you have a high functioning team, you can get a lot done.
Yeah. So maybe the goal becomes learning how to delegate effectively and really empower your staff and get them to be high functioning.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think that's really what you got to do. So that's it for this podcast. If you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, just check us out on Instagram at My Crazy Office.
And if you want to subscribe to our podcast, go to My Crazy Office on our website and hit the subscribe button. Finally, don't forget to send your questions and stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. stay crazy.